Open Borders Lobby urges Joe Biden to free border crossers into U.S. without monitoring their whereabouts. By John Binder on July 12, 2021. President Joe Biden's administration ought to release all border crossers into the United States without monitoring their whereabouts, Open Borders activists urge. Activists with the Benjamin N. Cardozo School of Law, as well as the groups Freedom for Immigrants and the Immigrant Defense Project, released a report this week that asks Biden to take his massive catch-and-release operation to new heights by dropping all monitoring of border crossers and illegal aliens who are released into the U.S. interior. In many circumstances, when a border crosser is released into the U.S. interior, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, will require them to wear a GPS tracking ankle monitor as part of the Alternatives to Detention, ATD, program. This monitoring, the Open Borders groups claim, is inhumane and should be eliminated entirely by the Biden administration. Immigrants and advocates have increasingly called to defund ICE and DHS, with the goal of ending deportation. A core component of the mass deportation system they aim to dismantle is the immigration detention system, both physical and virtual. We strongly urge the Biden-Harris administration to exercise the full extent of its authority to enact a plan to end the use of immigration detention completely, including electronic shackling. This includes releasing immigrants who are detained and phasing out federal contracts with private prison companies, states, and localities for the purposes of immigration detention. Members of Congress, including Representative Ilhan Omar, have already petitioned the administration to issue an executive order announcing a plan to phase out contracts between ICE and state, county, and local jails and prisons. And advocates have continued to push the administration to live up to its campaign promise and end private prisons. Not just in the criminal legal system, but also in the civil immigration detention context. Emphasis added. Deputy Executive Director of Freedom for Immigrants Leila Razavi said the ankle monitors are an abusive and pervasive extension of the immigration detention system, a system that's rooted in racism and xenophobia. Instead, the Open Borders groups suggest DHS should completely eliminate the use of ankle monitors for border crossers, provide taxpayer-funded attorneys to all illegal aliens in deportation proceedings, and award federal contracts to non-governmental organizations, NGOs, to give border crossers holistic medical and mental health care, housing, and language access support. The demands come as a House Democrat DHS budget revokes border wall funding, reduces funding for immigration enforcement, and expands ATD for illegal aliens that more easily allows detainees to be released into the U.S. interior. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.